101X, Jason Dick and friends. KO in Cedar Park tweets at Jason Dick AF, says, I could chat Grease 2 with Roxy all day. For me, it was the luau. I always wanted to recreate that. Didn't the principal or the coach return too?
Oh, the teacher who couldn't handle teaching adult high schoolers fell into the pool, and everybody was like, let's just be friends forever.
All right, that's more than enough Grease 2 chat for today.
I'll see my way out.
comic Roxy Castillo joining us in studio today, and we're going to talk about the burlesque world in just a moment. Tweet at us with the hashtag AskAburlesquer if you have questions about the burlesque world. I have questions, man. Headlines, we misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by Kalahari Resorts. You a Jeopardy watcher, Roxy? You
down? Yeah.
I now... My oddly clustered schedule keeps me away from the house in the afternoon, so I don't really see a lot of the Jeopardy anymore.
I was a Jeopardy recorder for sure. Watcher, never got around to him.
So you would put it on the DVR and then never watch them?
Yeah.
Let it build up.
Every once in a while, I would go and like just try to watch Benjamin.
Yeah. Well, we're making our way through all the guest hosts after Alex Trebek passed away, and we finally got there. It's Aaron Rodgers week. You know Aaron Rodgers, right, Roxy?
Go Broncos!
No, not exactly, but yeah. He's a football player,
yes,
Aaron Rodgers,
yes.
The Green Bay Packers. Also, serial celebrity dater. Who's his current fianced, right?
Shailene Woodley.
Yeah, he's engaged to Shailene Woodley, but he was with Danica Patrick for a while. One of the Olivias.
Olivia Munn.
Probably several of the Olivias. I don't even remember. Olivia Munn? Mm-hmm. Which one's that?
With the hair.
She's that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, he's a football guy, cheesehead, but perhaps aspiring Hollywooder. And he was selected to be one of the guest hosts for Jeopardy. He's been talking about how he would love to turn this into his full-time gig, just become a permanent Jeopardy host, which I am also an aspiring game show host.
I could see that.
Could you?
Yeah.
Thank you. That was very nice of you. Usually people just crush my dreams. They're like, you're too fat to be a game show host. I'm like, Drew Carey. Oh, he lost all the weight.
But guess who's lost all the weight now?
You? Me?
Yeah.
I don't know about all the weight. But Jeopardy's a little too straight-laced for me. It's a little too buttoned up. All right? I want to have something more fun. Yeah.
What would be your ultimate? Because I know you always want to...
I mean, The Price is Right is kind of like the gold standard, in my opinion.
Okay.
Just because you got all the fun games. I like fun games, and it's constantly changing.
You could handle the chaos of... Price is Right.
Let's get it on. Give me a long, skinny mic and a Plinko board. I will mess you up with some entertainment.
Well, also, that's my thing with the Price is Right these days. I feel like Drew Carey is kind of, he's not giving me the proper percentage of energy that I need.
Oh, really?
He feels like he's kind of just phoning it in just a little bit.
Hmm. But he's been doing it now like 10 plus years.
Yeah, he's been at it for
a
while.
He's tired.
Right?
You know, the joy of replacing Bob freaking Barker. That irreplaceable. That's what we're going to deal with Alex Trebek.
But I feel like with Drew Carey, there's lots of like, oh, and the Plinko thing, it's falling. $1. Okay, fine. Let's go. Is my check cashed?
I also, I could get down on Family Feud. I like Family Feud.
I don't know. How good are you at reacting to a vaguely
like
sexual innuendo?
I can do it. That's what Steve Harvey. I'm not saying I don't care for your work, Steve Harvey. But yeah, you just got to stop being. He's like, oh, my God, they made a sexual reference and his mind is blown. I'm like, yeah, that's what they do on this show, man. All right.
Rip the side of the table. He's never heard of sex before.
Exactly.
Look at the producers. The look at the producers is my favorite.
Steve Harvey's ever out, I'm in. Aaron Rodgers, though, he's a mild-mannered individual. I would call him dry. Maybe a little boring, but is that exactly what Jeopardy needs? I don't know. Here is his first day, and he gets trolled on the final Jeopardy question. Here, let's see. Roxy, you want to play along? Let's see if you know the final Jeopardy answer.
For final today is daytime TV personalities. And a clue. Accepting a Lifetime Achievement Emmy, he said... Just take 10 seconds to think of the people who have helped you become who you are. You have 30 seconds. Good luck.
So, yeah, that's Aaron Rodgers. I'm like, you want to talk about a lack of enthusiasm.
That's C-SPAN. Mm-hmm.
But that might be what Jeopardy requires, you know?
There's a little bit of that.
It's just about the question. The questions are the star of the show. Don't get in the way of the questions. What do you think? You know, any guesses on accepting a lifetime Emmy?
Mr. Rogers.
Oh, do you know the answer?
I do.
Wow.
What is, who is, when is, why is,
where
Mr.
is, all of those. He gets trolled by one of the contestants.
Over to our two-day champion on the end. Scott, did you come up with the correct response? Who wanted to kick that field goal? That is a great question. Should be correct, but unfortunately for this game today, that's incorrect.
So you knew the real answer, Roxy, but do you understand that little jab there?
Did he not kick the ball?
The Packers' last football game, they were eliminated in the playoffs versus the Bucks. They were 4th-and-1 situation down near the goal line. Aaron Rodgers wanted to go for it. Coach kicked the field goal. They end up losing. So that's a sweet.
I understood about nothing of that.
Sweet ass football joke that he made to the Jeopardy audience, and they all went, I understand football things, yeah, and laughs.
I can't believe that, because every time they have a sports question on Jeopardy.
Oh, my God. It's the saddest thing ever.
Yeah, just everybody's silent. They sell their buzzers.
Yeah, astrophysicist nerds who have read the World Almanac every year since 1950, they're like, who has the most baseball titles of all time? It's like, the New York Knicks. No.
Also, if you want to troll Aaron Rodgers, you write, who is your family hates you?
Oh, that's not.
That's funny. How you troll Aaron Rodgers, okay?
Does this guy get the correct answer?
But the man in the middle, Brandon, could not be caught today. Did you come up with the correct response? Who is Mr. Rodgers? That is correct. Longtime TV host and neighbor to so many. Let's see what you wagered. $924 to your total. You are the Jeopardy champion today with $23,224. You'll be back tomorrow with me.
I think he said that the guy couldn't be caught, right? So I guess that was the correct wager. But $924, yeah. Get out of here. Well played, Roxy, on the Mr. Rogers. Look at you, man.
Ooh,
you smart and stuff.
I got glasses on.
Here's more Jason, Dick, and Friends, 101X.
Jason, Dick, and Friends with Black Sheep Lodge gift cards for you later on. Let me put the cheese curds into you. And tomorrow, we got more Justin Furstenfeld of Blue October tickets. You guys will not believe what's going on with these tickets. I'll tell you. Tell you about that later. But let's say hello to our new friend, Roxy Castillo, who's joining us in studio this morning. Good morning, Roxy.
Hello, hello. Good morning.
Renaissance woman.
And I love the Renaissance Fair, too, so that works.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You and the Captain CJ hanging out at the Renaissance Fair?
We are. He's my Huskarl.
What?
He's my Huskarl. He protects me.
I don't know
me.
The lingo and the...
We'll get into okay. that, yeah.
Good. Roxy is a comic. She's a wrestler. We're going to explore all of these variety of things. HR specialist, but also a burlesque performer, right?
Yes.
And if you have burlesque questions, as I do, you can tweet at us at JasonDickAF, use the hashtag AskAburlesquer, and we'll find out from Roxy what the scoop is here.
I'm answering your questions real quick. Get rid of those singles. It's not that kind of thing.
It's not that kind of thing.
It is not. But I'll take them. take them.
Well, that's exactly sort of the thing that I want to look into, because I have very limited burlesque experience.
Yeah, most men don't. It's an art form for women.
So what is it? I know there's some sort of almost nudity involved.
Correct.
But sometimes it's like you want me to believe that this is not like a titillating thing.
It is titillating.
Okay.
But
by the way, we can only say titillating one more time before we're thrown off the air. I used the last one. Okay. Don't say it again.
We're done.
No more.
Elating.
Yeah.
Yeah. There we go. It is. You know, it's stripping. It's still stripping, but it's taking your time. You know, go to I love strip clubs, so I'm not.
Giddy up.
I'm not dogging on it. Mm-hmm. It's an art form. Takes a lot of strength.
Uh huh.
But they just get naked all of a sudden, and you're like, all right, there's a pair of you know, them.
The strippers just get naked all of a sudden.
Yeah, and okay. that's what the audience wants. Mm-hmm. But with burlesque, it's taking your time, and it's like, oh no, this opera length glove. You want to see my wrist? Well, I guess I'll take my time. Uh-huh. And then people go crazy because they're like, I've never seen a hand before. She showed her hand. I'm about to explode.
So it is. You're saying it is stripping because that's. I feel like a lot of people of the burlesque community might push back on that, saying, "No, they would say what you said, that this is an art. This is a performance piece." This is not the trash, the garbage that you'll find in the strip club.
But I'm putting words in those people's mouth. Of the people working in the clubs, that's art too. Have you ever seen how strong you have to be to pole dance?
Y'all
can't do that. I can't do that. I do burlesque because I can't work a pole because I don't have abs.
There was this one time at Palazzo years ago where Jason was fascinated by this girl because she would get up to the top. She had these big clunky heels.
Not fascinated. Terrified.
Excuse me, yeah.
She would get it. She would be up there, and oftentimes I sit with my back to the stage just because.
For purity.
Yes. My
integrity.
Eyes are not.
Yes.
She would do a thing where she would bang the heels together. I don't know if she's had those are clogs or whatever, but she'd just bang them together, and there's just a loud bang, and I'm like, ah! Did she fall? I thought she had just gonna, you know, we climbed up to the top and then just slipped and just, then I'm like, oh, but no, it's just her banging her.
And
banging
it's
her
you
shoes
being
together.
Startled that all of the money in your hand just goes, yeah. And it just goes up in the air. That's what making it rain. That's the thunder before the rain.
Do they make it rain in burlesque?
No. So in burlesque, there's not a transaction of money.
Yeah. Okay.
However, I did do a show once at a drag bar. And they did not understand that you don't come and give tips during the middle. Well, like you do with drag, you you know, hold out a dollar, drag queen will come around, take the money. That's how they get paid. That's how you show the appreciation. They didn't know that during burlesque, we have a set routine. So I have choreography that I'm trying to hit because, you know what, when this Dolly song hits this one moment, I got to be like, ba-boom. They didn't know that. So they're coming up to the stage. Yeah. If I see a dollar, I'm going to take a dollar.
Well, okay.
So then I had to stop. So then, the strip was interrupted. But hey.
So how did you get into it? How did you decide I have burlesque in my heart? This is what I'm going to do this.
You know, much like sitting here today, it's just all about saying yes. You get a text from somebody saying, hey, do you want to come try something? Hey, you say yes to it. I auditioned for a troupe. So the way that burlesque works in Austin in particular is that there's troupes. So it's a group of women, group of men, group of thems together who put on shows. Maybe it's like they have the same style. We can talk about style here in a minute. But I auditioned for this particular troupe, Black Widow Burlesque, to be their host. So I'd be their full-time MC, come out, little top hat, very like, you know, the greatest showman.
Yeah.
That's what I was auditioning for. And I was like, you know what? For S's and giggles, I'm going to try to put together a routine. I did one to Queen's Good Old Fashioned Lover Boy. Gave it a shot, didn't think anything of it, and they liked me, and they were like, hey, do you want to be a dancer instead? And I was like, absolutely I will, because I was 22, and she was, you know, she was a little tighter back then. The confidence was, you know, we didn't need my words to take me there. I was just like, ooh, who's this little baddie?
Let me ask you this, and here's the potentially offensive question, but not offensive, legitimate inquiry.
I can't wait.
I don't remember who was I talking about. Maybe it was my girlfriend. We were talking about strippers the other day. You know, it was her birthday dinner. We were talking about
the yellow rose. Yep.
Talking about stripper. I'm not saying this of all exotic dancers. Obviously, as a matter of fact, at the Jason Dick School of Stripping, we will teach you how you can strip for 10 years and then retire, live off of that nest egg for the rest of your life. But you have to avoid the many pitfalls that oftentimes trap the strippers and do not let them retire at 28. But I feel like a lot of the people who find themselves in that line of work are at least struggling with some sort of trauma. Someone didn't love them enough. Some, you know, the daddy issues, something. I'm not a psychologist, but I feel like that exists heavily in that line of work. Is the same true for burlesque, or do you see what I'm saying? Is there a connection there?
I see.
Was that offensive? Are you ready to walk out?
No, that's not offensive to me.
Yeah.
You know, Radioland, you can take that however you will.
Why do you hate your dad?
All right. My dad is listening. He texted me earlier. Oh. So, hi, Dad.
Good morning, Mr. Castillo. Now I really can't continue. I don't know.
Do I have daddy issues? Absolutely. But guess where that got me? In this chair today, because I'm witty.
Right.
I'm funny. And you know what? I'm not afraid to show my bosoms to a bunch of strangers.
Okay.
So, yes, there are some elements of daddy issues, but like, also, it's just people. To me, stripping, burlesque, it's just confidence. You know, so if you feel good, you're gonna get it, or you're just there to get that money. More power to you.
Right. Is it a lucrative thing in the burlesque world? Can you make a lot of money doing that?
No.
No.
I think you make more money as like a as an exotic dancer, as a stripper.
Right.
There's more income. But for burlesque, it's the art form. It's the storytelling through your body. It's the storytelling through, you know, taking your clothes off. Because there's a ton of comedy burlesque. There's classic burlesque is what you think of, the like, va-va-voom.
Yeah, the tassels that are spinning.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
what
yeah,
are you?
I'm comedy. So
You're comedy burlesque.
So my burlesque character is Miss Fahrenheit. I only dance to Queen songs.
I have to
keep within that parameter. And usually they're just like funny routines. Mm-hmm. I can't be straightforward sexy.
You could. I don't know. How earmuffs, Roxy's dad? How nude do you get?
You keep your underpants on.
Mm-hmm.
Some may call those panties.
Mm-hmm.
You keep those on because there's laws. I know. Calm down. The tweets are rolling in. I see it right now. You can't show, you know, any slits. But
I love that Roxy stopped to think of what's the radio appropriate word. And that was it. I mean, I guess that's fine. That is one. But I wasn't ready for that word. But that's fine. It's good.
And then you can't show your nipples.
Right.
So you have to have pasties on.
Okay.
Yes.
And now is that a rule of the art? Is that a rule of the burlesque cabarets? Whose rules are these?
I think they originally started with where burlesque was being performed, which was like clubs. But I don't know the history of burlesque. Here I am about to like tell you it. I don't know it. But like in the vaudeville, I don't think they could show nipples. And so then it just evolved with the art form. While yes, you can show a nipple legally, it's part of the art.
Mm-hmm.
Has a pasty fallen off? Absolutely. That's when your bread is a little too buttered.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Has your dad seen you burlesque?
He hasn't seen me, but he knows I do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you just kind of walked out and, you know, the Queen song started banging and he was sitting in the front row, would you poker face it?
Absolutely not. I would find a microphone and say, that's my father. No.
Jerry tweets at Jason Dick AF, says, I have a question for new friend Roxy. Has anyone famous seen her perform? If so, did they do anything to embarrass you or themselves? # ask a burlesquer.
Ooh, good question, Jerry. I have performed, and it was either Hall or Oates. I don't know which one it was, but they were at a show I did
really?
At the Highball. They had a little VIP booth.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so Hall and or Oates has seen these Oates and this Hall. Where's the high five sound effect?
El Flamingo SA says, is body glitter considered a work expense for tax purposes? # ask a burlesquer.
Oh.
Is glitter, because that's glitter is big time in the stripping world.
Yeah.
You guys glitter?
Some people glitter. I have a glitter lotion that I use just to make a little twilighty. Make myself
twilighty.
Yeah.
All right.
The vampires glow in the sun.
Right. I know twilight things probably.
Yeah. Let's save twilight for another day too.
Well, that's going.
Friends.
So that one's going to be saved for a while. All right. You can continue. Tweet your questions at Jason Dick AF. # ask a burlesquer if you want to ask our new friend Roxy about burlesque.
Back to Jason Dick and Friends, 101X.
101X, Jason Dick and Friends. Roxy Castillo in studio with us, answering all of our burlesque questions. John in San Marcos tweets at Jason Dick AF, says, muskrat, 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 GD muskrat. That's our safe word around here. But I feel like we handled that in a responsible, mature way. All right?
Pretty much, yeah. Close. Yeah,
okay.
Once I finish editing that, it'll be, fine.
Punk Rock Physicist says, sounds like Jason is just jealous of hot people doing hot people stuff. That is true. I'd love
to be
a stripper.
Hot people.
Yeah, I would love to. And then, what was the dude angle in burlesque things?
That's called boylesque.
Boylesque?
Yes.
Really?
And there is a whole genre of boylesque.
Okay. I gotta wear
now, where's
pasties?
The pasty? We don't ask. That's for us to come check out the next show.
The San Antonio stripper tweets at Jason Dick AF, says, thanks for the support, Roxy. So many people pit the strippers against the burlesquers.
It's true.
Is that true? Do y'all
have, there's, you know,
is there a healthy rivalry between the...
No, there's not a... At least I don't think so. I don't think there's an unhealthy rivalry. Mm-hmm. But we're all, we're all in the entertainment biz. Why not support each other? And that's why I say burlesque is for women. It's so supportive. I think backstage, the yellow rose. I hope it's the same supportive nature.
I don't know. They're like they're stabbing each other with heels back there. I know what's going on. And speaking of backstage, Davis the door guy says, "What's the red room in a burlesque club like? I imagine artisan whiskey and Sherlock Holmes pipes."
There is no red. The red room is.
Y'all don't do that stuff.
No,
right?
That's where we get ready, and it's just full of farts. We are the grotiest women.
Don't tell me then.
She's here to bring you behind the curtain.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, you can't handle the truth of a woman.
How do you get gigs? Like, if somebody reached out to hire you, are you available for?
Am I available? Yes, I am.
Okay.
So
Roxy has a just say yes
she just
policy.
Say yes, yeah.
Yeah.
Which I feel like you might get yourself in trouble with that.
I mean, I can discern a proper request or not. I did a burlesque show in the basement of True Lux. It was a private party.
Yeah.
Oh, I got paid so much.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. And
get
just being
on,
in
man.
Like the little where they prep the food and just being in like my heels and stuff and being like, where am I? What is life?
Right.
Happy birthday, Bob.
Grabbing shrimps off the grill. Happy birthday.
Did they just book you or did they book your troupe?
They booked another person.
Okay.
Yeah, so usually shows come through with troops.
Gotcha.
Right. Okay. All right. Should we, so we should not tell the listeners that you're available for bachelor parties or whatever?
No.
Okay. Just say no.
I got to get up early to come be a Jason and Friends.
Yes, absolutely.
Back to Jason, Dick, and Friends.
101X, Jason, Dick, and Friends. What happened, Rose? Black Sheep gift card could be yours 9:40-ish today. Hold on for that.
Morning X Sports.
Pete Leander tweets at Jason, Dick, AF, says, it's okay, Roxy. You'll soon come to realize they have very little musical knowledge outside of emo/nu metal bands of the late 90s, early 2000s. Video game music or music that was briefly in 30-second television commercials.
Got him.
Thanks, Pete. There are some holes in my rock and roll knowledge resume, but there are like there are pages missing from Nick's, which is fine.
Look, for the record, I know Queen, Freddie Mercury. Don't stop believing.
Where is my bag?
Get out of here. Roxy Castillo, new and friend, joining us today. She just told us she got a tattoo on her first date one time.
Oh,
her Freddie Mercury tattoo.
Yeah,
right?
I got my Freddie Mercury tattoo.
We're going to hear about that in just a moment. But did you get your one shining moment on last night? I guess you don't even know about one shining moment, huh, Roxy?
No, I just thought this was like a nice, perky morning radio jam.
Yeah. It's a little
Nick. Lionel Richie.
No.
Damn it.
Luther Vandross.
That. So close.
Ed did call him Teddy Pendergrass yesterday, so I guess everybody's off a little bit. But at the end of March Madness, when the brackets are all done and busted and there's a national champion, congratulations to the Baylor Bears, 86-70. Absolute destruction of Gonzaga, previously undefeated last night in Indianapolis. The Bears are college basketball's national champion. And then if you hang around after the post game and all of the ceremonies, they have the one shining moment montage. It's a big deal every year. And it's set to that uplifting song. Actually originally written about Larry Bird. Fun fact.
Really?
Yeah. The original writer of the song, I believe his name's David Barrett, was watching a Larry Bird basketball game. It's probably just high AF. And was like, I'm going to write a song about how great the majesty of Larry Bird playing basketball. And so, there's a bunch of highlights from the tournament that are set to that song at the end. Texas got two One Shining Moments.
Oh, no.
In the Texas was eliminated in the first round, Roxy, by a 14 seed, Abilene Christian. Not a good time for the Longhorns. And Abilene Christian, by my count, shut out. There were no Abilene Christian kids. Even that annoying didn't get a single minute of playtime jackass horns down kid.
Oh, that kid.
He's not in it at all. No, the Heart and Hustle kid's not in it at all. But there's one Shaka Smart, hands on his head, oh no, how is this happening moment. Mm-hmm. And then I think Courtney Ramey with his head down late in the game, shining. And those are the shining moments for the
Wait,
Longhorns.
Wait, so they put the sad moments in the one shining moment?
Agony of defeat,
oh,
baby. That's
now
just
I'm in.
It's just as important as the thrill of victory. You can't have the thrill of victory without the agony of defeat.
Who was the other team?
What's that?
Well, the other team that did not win against Baylor.
Gonzaga.
I'm taking notes. I thought that was a person.
No.
I thought you were referencing a person where it was like, that's his last name.
Well, yeah.
That's a
Gonzaga.
Team name?
No. Yeah. Is it University of Gonzaga? Gonzaga University? I feel like it's that one.
It's not University of, yeah.
I'm a transplant.
They're from Washington State.
Okay.
They're all the way up there, so you don't need to worry about that.
Okay, it's not a Texas thing.
Yeah, they're like sneaky good at basketball. They got a couple of college kids right now who are going to be NBA millionaires next year, and they were undefeated. But Baylor says, we will slap you around, Gonzaga. We don't take none of your stuff.
Welcome to Waco.
that is
where the players play.
Congratulations, Waco. I'm sure you were going off last night.
I hate that.
You hate what?
Congratulations, Waco. I mean, first of all, I saw their record was something like 20-something-2. I'm surprised.
Baylor? Yeah. Lost two games after a little coronavirus hiccup in the middle of the season. They came out of that not so.
I was under the impression that they did not play any games because of coronavirus, that they were always just in the protocol and things were being postponed.
3-week break or so, and they postponed some games. But
and just
good,
the fact that you can just be that lackadaisical and be rewarded by winning the whole tournament at the end.
Lackadaisical? I don't know.
Where's that determination?
Dude, if you
and hard work.
If you would have watched a single second of this game, Nick.
Yeah.
These guys look like they're lifting with the football team, all right? They got some beefy ass guys there at Baylor, all right? They are hitting up that Fazoli's in Waco every day, carb loading, cuz they got some big dudes on that team.
Yeah, I'm so torn because I don't want to reward Baylor for their COVID denying ways and their coach who's like, "Oh, just stop testing them for COVID." Not even their coach, that's the other coach, Kim Mulkey. Kim Mularkey, as I like to call her, cuz she's full of it.
Man, see, knowing this, I'd like to retract my congrats, Waco. I don't know much.
Yeah. Well, don't treat everything he just said as fact, as much of that is.
But then also, Gonzaga has been like, they've been the team of destiny this entire season. So just to have them get all the way to the finish line and then just stumble and just get embarrassed, chef's kiss.
Because you like seeing people who are excellent fail at things, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm constantly throwing you into the bus.
How can we turn this into like a RuPaul's Drag Race? Because I understand that. And if we talked about drag queens the same way, I could relate. But
yeah. How about
Team of Destiny?
Drag queen bracket. Do you know anything about bracket things? Did you know this is bracket season?
March
Madness.
Have you ever
Madness. Done a, you did a March Madness bracket?
I've never done one, no.
Oh, okay.
But I would just pick the names I like.
That's Nick, tell her how you did your bracket.
I literally looked up each team's roster, and I found the person with the funnest name, and then
Perfect.
I pitted them against the other one. And well, no, because I ended up with two 16 seeds in my final four.
Final?
Yeah, that's not good to win anything.
Congratulations to Ronnie Dean, who won the office bracket contest around here. I've been complaining for weeks now that there was a guy who didn't work here who was going to win. He had Gonzaga in the final to win it all, so he ended up coming in second place. I was in third. You know what the prize is for third place?
Nothing.
$0. But yeah, Ronnie works here, so good on him. Slight bracket complaint. If you know these things are scored? This is stupid. Roxy, get outraged with me on this,
all
right?
I'm taking notes.
The bracket, he had Baylor winning the championship. That's worth 320 points. He finished with a 1,300 points. Baylor winning the championship is not a hot take, okay? They're the second-best team in college basketball all year. If you had Oral Roberts beating Ohio State in the first round, which happened, that's a real thing that happened. Oral Roberts, also a school.
I was about to say a real name.
Also a school.
Okay,
they beat Ohio
Roberts.
State. It's good for 10 points. That's 10 points. If you correctly predicted that Oral Roberts beats Ohio State, you should win the bracket contest. It should be over right then. You win.
I think I did. I think my
you
my
system didn't had. Have anything.
It's Jason, Dick, and Friends on 101X. 101X.